European travelers, be warned. Seismic authorities in Iceland have said that its largest volcano could erupt at any time. On Monday, the area suffered its biggest earthquake since 1996, and molten lava is on the move.
The reason we are reacting in this way is that one round of quakes is bigger and more powerful than we've seen in a long time in this area.
In 2010, air travelers around the world were massively disrupted when another Icelandic volcano spewed an ash cloud with glass-like fragments high into European airspace. There was an unprecedented grounding of flights across northern Europe for 6 days, stranding millions of passengers. Some airlines were furious at the shutdown, saying European authorities overreacted.
It was causing problems for millions of passengers. The airlines themselves were losing a lot of money because they couldn't fly. And the customer relations departments of airlines were really suffering because they were taking huge numbers of complaints and had no solution.
It then took days for airlines to get their planes and their staff in the right places. Travelers going to airports each day only to be told they had no seats. Some had to vacate hotels as reservations ran out or credit cards did. Ports and trains were swamped. Rental cars abandoned after people drove them one way to get closer to home. And airlines from Asia and North America could not fly in and out of Northern Europe either.
Whilst Airbus and Boeing and some airlines have carried out various tests since 2010, nobody's been able to come up with a foolproof answer, a foolproof solution on how to fly through ash.